Hi. Greetings to my friends at First Presbyterian Church, Santa Rosa. This is Norma Doyle. During 2019, I read a play called Doubt, a Parable by John Patrick Shanley. And in these recent days of uneasiness and massive change and just the impact to each and every one of us, especially now after the Easter season, I felt a need to review the concepts I read in this play. Shanley wrote, "Doubt requires more courage than conviction does, and more energy, because conviction is a resting place. Doubt is infinite. It is an ongoing, passionate exercise of questioning. We may prefer to come out of a debate certain, but if we can live with a full measure of uncertainty, where there's no last word, we can continue to grow in our depth and breadth of knowledge." So the concepts and the importance of living with doubt, they seemed very thoughtful to me, and this is why. In my much younger years, it seems to me that we were taught the importance of discussion. It was an accepted way to put our thoughts out there and hear people listen, agree, or disagree, and build on whatever the discussion was, and then move in a further way so that all who entered that discussion might hear and learn and maybe leave with some new impressions. But then through the years, these discussions seem to shift more to the, I would say, debate. This change was more like, well, I'm coming to the table fully prepared with my opinion, and then perhaps after I hear or wait at least for the counter argument to be given, I'll be anxiously awaiting to just speak further on why that counter argument is incorrect. And then that seemed to lead in the very recent years, sadly, to many people moving to a stance of demand. I demand you listen to me. I demand you agree with me, or we're not going to be friends on Facebook or have dinner together or continue to talk about the things that are important to us unless you acknowledge that I am right. So now, given these challenges that COVID-19 has brought, and as we move closer to and then through this Easter season, I just felt the strength and the beauty and extreme comfort in the verses in John 20, 26 through 29. "Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, 'Peace be with you.' And then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.' Thomas said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" This verse reminded me so deeply about how easy it is just to get stuck in a belief or position or opinions about our life and the surrounding situations. Because I'm a person who spent 40 years in public health, these epidemics and even pandemics through the past years, well, they've been going on for centuries. The famines, the war-torn countries, this isn't a fact of only today, it's a fact of life. None of it's new in our world. But now it's come to our backyard and we live with it. And we may have moved into doubt about our health or perhaps our impending death, or economics, and definitely our usual way of comfortable living has suddenly been grabbed to us from us. But I'm reminded about how this uneasiness and maybe fear about tomorrow, that part might be new to us, but it's the norm for so many people across this world we live in. It's their present being all the time, from the time they were born to the time they die. So this Easter season, that verse that meant so much to me or spoke to me, it brings immense relief about reminding Jesus' words about the importance of faith in a God who loves us. He knows us. He knows our future. It's all such a comfort. While I want to try to remain open to the concepts of discussion and debate and even doubt in this everyday world and the people around us, it relieves me to spend time in celebrating our faith that Jesus is with us now and for eternity.